I didn't realize someone was already doing laundry here. I'll just come back in a little bit. No. We've never met. I just moved into this place. I guess I just have the kind of face that's familiar to everyone. My voice? No. I'm sure you've never heard it before. Maybe you heard me in the hall earlier or something, or at school all around town, or something. No! You've never recorded anything on the internet? It's kind of a weird question to ask, especially to a girl you've just met. Okay, you're being very persistent and very annoying. Fine then. I do record some audios online. I guess my voice is a bit distinctive. But let's just see how well you listened. Alpha 278 Dandelion. Oh, you were a good listener, weren't you? Are you wondering why you can't move now? Do you think us women record those audios for fun? Well, they are lots of fun. I guess some girls do make them for their own enjoyment, but it's also a good way for my organization to test mind control techniques. Layered into each track I record is something that could crudely be called a subliminal message. That's the closest you come to understanding it, I think. But it operates at a deeper level than that. It's turning out to be very effective, and it comes in handy in situations like this, with a nuisance like you. So, what should I do with you? I have total command of your mind and body. Should I send you out to play in traffic, maybe? Or tell you to go to the roof and jump off? Oh, not so confident now, are we? You can't move, but you can sweat. And I can see the fear in your eyes. You weren't dressing me with your eyes before, but now sex is the farthest thing from your mind. Well, tough. Pull down your pants, lover boy. Good boy. But I'm afraid that I may have scared you too much. I'm sure you were getting hard when you first started talking to me, but this loss of control seems to have taken the fun out of your cock here. Well, I can fix that. I'm telling you to get hard right now. See? Even reflexes like that are under my control. You've probably never been that hard before, or that fast. And now I want you to pull down my shorts and my panties. Carefully, though, or you'll be very, very sorry. Good. Now pick me up and put me on the edge of the dryer here. This is what you were hoping would happen, isn't it? Except you expected to be in control and not poor little old me. If you would have been a little smoother and not mentioned my audios, I might have made some conversation with you. Maybe even given you my number or told you to stop by my apartment. You're actually kind of my type. Maybe you could have gotten somewhere with me by being decent. Instead, I'm going to use that programming against you and use you for my pleasure. And I'd kneel down. Ah, no, not over there. Don't be so literal. Over here, between my legs. There. That's better. Now you're going to lick my pussy, and you're going to do it better than you ever have to any girl before. You're going to do it with focus and being entirely on my pleasure. Got it? Good. Then do it. Go. Oh. Mm. Mm. trying at least, and I do love being eaten out. Even more, I love being in control of you and controlling you like my puppet on a string. I'll just keep working on my pussy with that big, strong tongue of yours. Yes, and now wiggle your tongue into me. Oh, fuck. Just like that. Between your tongue and the way this dryer is vibrating right now, this is really turning me on. Oh, but I think I'm going to need something bigger than your tongue inside of me to really get me off. Oh, so stop what you're doing and stand up again. Oh, now move up between my legs. I want you to take your cock in one hand and press it up against my pussy. I think you know what I'm getting at. Under other circumstances, I think you'd be overjoyed to be in this position. But you don't like not being in control, do you? You're still scared because you can't stop yourself, and you have to do everything I tell you. And you're probably worried about what I'm going to do with you now that you know my secret. Well, I'm going to keep you wondering about that because right now, I need something inside of me. I was planning on using a dildo later on today, but you're here. And right now, you're just another dildo. You're just a dumb, intimate object to be used for my sexual pleasure. Nod your head if you understand. Good. Now you can put it in me. Oh. Oh. Just leave it in there. My body is shaking slightly in time with the dryer. Oh. You must have just crammed that thing as full as my pussy is now. I can feel the glue spinning around in there. And the sensation is being transferred through my body and into my pussy. It's making me vibrate slightly around your cock. You can't help but like that. Even if you are terrified right now. If it weren't for my control, you'd be too scared to have a hard-on. It's a good thing the programming is so effective. Now fuck me, my little dildo. But slowly. You seem like the type to rush into it and to get off as soon as possible. Oh, but that won't work for me. You're doing this for my pleasure and not yours. Oh, and I want it to nice and slow, at least for right now. Oh, yeah, just like that. Don't get any ideas. You can't come until I tell you. My control won't let you. Oh. Until I give you permission, you will never come again. And I won't have you ruining my fun by blowing your load in the first minute. Oh, yeah. Faster now. Grab onto my legs for leverage. Oh. I'm going to grab on your shoulders, but I don't get the wrong idea. Don't mistake any of this for affection for you. You're still a nuisance, but you just happen to have a cock, and I'm so horny. Oh, I need to decide what to do about you. I needed a good fucking. Oh, this is pretty good. Faster now, and harder. Fuck me like you've fucked no other girl before. Your pleasure isn't important because it's all about me. Oh, yeah. You won't even get off unless I let you. Oh, I could sit here and let you fuck me for an hour if I went while I have an orgasm or after orgasm and you wouldn't even be able to come once. Ugh. Sounds like a lot of fun. Except I really don't have that much time. I have my laundry to do, and I have to document this incident for my handler. Then I have another audio to record later, and new programming to add to it. Oh, fuck. No, and one more thing. I really do like the feel of a guy coming inside of me. Even a big annoying guy is like you, so I guess you do get to come in today. But not until I'm ready. Never until I'm ready. You have permission to start getting close, but not too close. So, just at the very edge. And you're not allowed to come. Not yet, no, quite yet, because I'm getting pretty close myself. Oh, get ready. When I tell you to, you're going to come, and it's going to be harder than you've ever come before. Your body won't be able to hold back anything. You're just going to come. You're just going to explode into me with everything you've got stored up in those balls before, until every drop is gone, or until I tell you to stop. So you get ready, my pretty little dildo. Oh. 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 Almost there. Let yourself click a little closer. Closer. Fuck me harder, too. Oh, I need you to drop me over the edge. Oh. Fuck me like this. Fuck me like this. It's your last time, because it might just be. I just need to decide what to do with you to keep the mission a secret. Oh, but I'll worry about that later. Right now, it's all about me having an orgasm. Oh. Oh, fuck. Oh, okay. Get ready. Get ready. I can feel it now. I can feel it so close now. I'm getting off so much on being in control of your body, even as I start to lose control of mine. I don't think I can wait any longer. Oh. Now. Come now. Oh, damn you. Give me everything you've got, dildo boy. Oh. Now. Oh, yeah. I needed that. I needed a good fucking. But what? I didn't need some nosy, creepy guy finding out my secret. It jeopardizes everything. What to do about it, though? I just moved into this place after the last guy found out about me. And what I did to keep him permanently quiet? Couldn't tell you to forget everything. About what we just did, about my voice, about the audios, about how to breathe. You just stop breathing if I did that. It would solve the problem nicely for me, I guess. But that would be two deaths in places I've lived in a very short frame of time. Can't really afford that level of risk. So here's the deal. You will forget, but only about what we just did. You will no longer recognize my voice as being the same as the one online. And you are not so much as a single word to me again. Oh, and get your laundry out of my washer and dryer. I need them right now. You could do your laundry later, or go out to the laundromat. But keep listening to my audios. You'll be convenient to have as a test subject living so close to me. And if I get bored or horny, maybe I'll pay you a visit. I need you to be ready for me. So to be safe, you're not allowed to come unless I'm there. You can't even get hard. You won't even know why, because you're going to forget all about this. But I won't. I'm going to remember all the fun I'm going to have with you for the rest of my life.